Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. This is your last chance to call today at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Oh, it's time for another Griff rant.
Okay, go for it.
It's not really a rant. It's just more of a suggestion. So you sell on eBay, eh?
Yes.
And you're pretty active? Well, you personally, I know you're not.
So you talk to the listener.
Let's just say you can, no. You can talk. You can stand in for the listeners.
Okay, yes, I'm pretty active.
All right, so you sell a lot.
I sell a lot.
Do you read the announcement board every morning?
Absolutely, as soon as I wake up.
Well, then why am I talking to you?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to talk to the ones who don't.
Oh, no, I don't. Where is it?
Well, if you go to the bottom of any eBay page, there's a link for announcements. And there's also now, on the community page, Seller News. Here is my call to action for anyone who sells on eBay. If you are not checking the Seller News page and the announcement board at least once a week, preferably once a day, you're going to miss out on information. We have people... There's someone posting in the chat board that says, can you explain active content? I'm confused. Send me a link. What can we see and not see in the listing? All of this information is on the site. So if you go and check the announcement board and seller news on a regular basis, you will know this stuff because we put the information out there.
And how do we get to the seller news?
Well, I don't even know how to shut my phone off, so I can't tell
you.
I don't know what's going on. I thought I shut it off. If you go down to the community link on the bottom of any eBay page, there's a link on community for seller news.
Great. Okay.
So I, you know, I posted something yesterday on my Facebook page about how to manually look for active content script inside your description. And some people liked it, you know. It's not intuitive how you take this out, but it's some easy steps. If you've ever listed on eBay before, they should make sense. And there were people posting saying, what are you talking about? What's active content? I'm thinking, if you are on this page, then I have to assume that you're a seller. You have to know this. Ignorance is no excuse. You have to inform yourself. Now, what I would love. We don't have this, but I would love this. I would love that if you sold on eBay, we get to put a little chip in your brain, a little receiver, and the information then is broadcast directly into your brain, and you cannot avoid it, and you can't shut it off, and then you'll know. Well, that's not the kind of world we want to live in, is it?
Not at all.
Oh, and good. I'm glad you said.
Thank you so much, Griff.
So read the announcement board and seller news. Read them. And when seller update happens, don't pass it by. I get people who 6 months later, when the 6 month earlier seller update was announced and now is being implemented, they'll say, what's this? I had no idea about this. And I said, well, we announced it. We spent a week talking about it. We had it on the radio show. I don't know what to tell you.
So on that seller news, I just found something that I mentioned the other day, and it's got a funny story to it.
Oh, what's that?
So Audrey Tracy has this contest. Spot an eBay ad and score some eBay swag.
Oh, yes, I've
seen
this. Yeah.
So what it is, it's a large-scale multimedia advertising effort. You've seen the commercials, I'm sure, by now. Mm-hmm. And they're designed to showcase the eBay brand, basically, and to drive more buyers to your stores. Okay. Mm. Maybe you've heard the eBay fashion ads running nationally on iHeartRadio, or maybe you've seen eBay Motors partnership with NASCAR on Fox, or the spring campaign with HGTV. That's where I saw one of the commercials. So the funny story is, I mentioned that I did her little promo here and told about it like I'm supposed to, right? And then I said, and I saw one myself on HGTV. Well, Betsy sent Audrey an email saying, please send Lee a prize, because she mentioned that she saw the ad So I sent an email out really fast to Audrey saying, that's Plugola in my industry. Please don't send me anything.
Yeah, it's Plugola.
Yeah, and she, so Audrey answered me back and she says, too late. It's on its way and it's only a silly sticker and a something. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're going to jail now, babe.
So it was very funny. It was a funny bit. But anyway, and I'm sure that the FCC is not going to come after us. So we're cool. If you see one, let Audrey know, and while it lasts, she's going to send you some eBay Anna things with the eBay logo on it.
Yes, eBay logo.
So, you know, be on the lookout and on the listen out for them as well. And they've got billboards all over the place and in the seller news in community.
Mm-hmm.
They've also got a list of every place that they have billboards. Griff, they've got one in New York City's Times Square. Subway stations in Boston, bus shelters in Washington, D.C. And remember, these were all designed to bring new buyers to you. And they have a complete list of the cities that they've covered with eBay billboards. None in San Jose, none in San Diego, New York, Orlando, Philadelphia, Las Vegas. The whole list is here if you'd like to look at it. And if you see one, get in touch with Audrey, and she's going to send you something while supplies last. Anyway.
Well, they may not last, right?
Right. I think we should give away. And let me tell you what's going on with these $25 gift certificates.
What's that?
I've got about 8 more for the year 2016, and he sent us a bunch more for 2017. So I'd like to kind of get rid of the 2016 ones.
Yeah.
So here's another. Are you ready for another question? Trivia question?
Sure. What is it?
What is the name of eBay's CEO?
Oh, this one. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yes, it is. You can't say it. So again, what is the name of eBay's CEO? First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 will win. But in the meantime, we have a call.
I think it's
CB from Chicago, Illinois. Hey, CB, what's your question or comment?
Yeah, it's about the active content.
Right.
One thing I wanted to mention, and obviously people would find this out if they go and read it, but since we're talking and since a lot of people haven't read it, a lot of the information that's been discussed on eBay Radio and in forums is about active content in the form of things that are intensive with coding and imaging and that kind of thing. But I thought I should mention that when I read it, I was surprised. I'm one of the old dinosaurs that uses HTML, and HTML is going away as we know it.
No, I got to stop you right there. That's not true. That's not true. HTML 5.0 is allowed in eBay descriptions. It's not going away.
But the certain commands such as
tags,
the font and center and things like that, they are discouraging us from using it and want us to use cascading style sheets, CSS.
Right, but we're not blocking those HTML tags.
Okay, when I said it's going away, I guess the industry, the programmers generally don't even want to use it anyway because it's not easily compatible with mobile and other things anyway, so...
Right, but I don't want there to be a misconception that suddenly we're banning or going to block HTML. That's not true. And HTML iterations, we are now on 5.0. It's like updating software. It becomes more robust with every iteration, and HTML5 now can do the things that most scripting can do, only it's not... there's not a security vulnerability. But all iterations of the hypertext markup language standard are backwards looking so that all former tags still work. And I'm not sure where you read that we're discouraging the use of the font tag.
It's right in someone had even posted it in either I guess it's the previous chat board. It's the same thing I read. It definitely says that that they would prefer that we not use that.
Right. There are newer tags to use.
Yeah.
But this is not, we are not making HTML go away. So.
Okay, I was talking certain tags, yeah.
So here are some elements that, there's a list of removed elements and it says what you can say instead. But I need to make it clear that those elements aren't going away. So they're HTML4 elements that have been replaced with other elements in HTML5. But they still work. There's a few on that list, like frame or frame set. You shouldn't be using those anyway. But
Font was one of them, and I use font a lot. So.
Yeah, and it will continue to work. If sometime in the future we block, you know, what you can do inside a environment like eBay within its own universe is you can set parameters of which HTML will and will not be allowed. We're not blocking those HTML tags. We're not blocking them. So I want to make that clear because I think otherwise it says they've been removed from HTML5. They have, but they still work. They still work.
Okay, I found the page. It's under
and it just
item
says,
descriptions.
Right, and it says, so please don't use them, but you can actually. It's just a request. I just want to make that clear because we'll get people that are going to go up in arms about that. This segment was brought to you by Beestock Sourcing. Coming up next, this week's last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee for this week.
Any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer, Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak, Terapeak.com.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 405.
Providing five-star customer service is not that hard. Nancy Nelson is known on eBay as top-rated seller My Vintage Cat and an eBay educator. Here's a tip from the top of her list.
My number one tip for delivering five-star customer service is to put yourself in the buyer's shoes. What kind of customer experience do you expect? Think about what you look for when you are searching for that item and the customer service that you expect. Great customer service means that you are friendly, you are welcoming. You create policies that make people want to shop with you.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where you get rockstar parking, the paparazzi won't bother you, and you can use a silly fake name. now, here's Griff and his long-suffering co-host, Lee.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. So a little bit of an addendum to our previous discussion.
Okay.
So what I meant to say is that browsers, web browsers, are backwards compatible for all versions of HTML. So only in environments where the owner of the environment is only allowing HTML 5.0, the most recent one, will some tags not work. I don't believe that's going to be the case with eBay because people use all sorts of different types of browsers. But there is a substitute if you want to feel safe. And shame on us because actually just saying CSS, which is cascading style sheets, is not good enough. And you can use the body tag if you're familiar with doing this. And there's a value attribute for style, and then you can say equals, and then there's a syntax. It's pretty easy by naming the font family, whether it's, you know, Calibri or Times New Roman. One of the things that I would say about this, and this goes back to something else that Lee and I talk about, there is a bigger reason to not use the font tag. You don't need it. So the item description builder on the cell form will let you change the size of different text, and you can use different fonts. I'm always of two minds about doing this because we talk about this on the air. Having more than one font face in a listing is not a professional looking thing to do. So our recommendations when we're dishing listings has always been, you know, just stick to one font face, whether it's Times New Roman or Helvetica or Arial or another sans serif font. Don't mix them up. You see people they have little or no design background, and they think, well, if I add a lot of color and different font faces,
it's going to look great.
It's going to grab their attention.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
And it looks old and unprofessional.
It looks like web. It looks like World Wide Web 1.0.
It does.
And it definitely does not help your appearance on eBay.
Well, thank you, Griff.
Yeah. But so there are substitutes for all those tags that are HTML5 compliant, but this is a browser issue, and most browsers, unless the website is controlling their environment, and you'll see this on some like chat boards or forums on different places where they have their own version. Facebook used to have this, by the way, their own version of HTML, which is very limited to what they'll display. As far as I know, and that's what it's on the page. We're not blocking those tags. It's just that in HTML5, it's been recommended that there are newer things you can use, but because they're not part of that standard. But web browsers are backwards legacy machines. They don't not display old HTML tags. They don't. So.
Well, thank you for that, Griff.
Yeah,
we have to go to.
Because it gets really confusing.
Two things.
What?
Number one, I was caught kissing Jabber last night, and if anybody wants to know who Jabber is, there's a picture of me kissing Jabber on the chat board, and there's also a picture of Will Seipel and Robin Levin and David Rayner that I took a picture of last night, and a picture of Cindy, the host. So look on the chat board. But very quickly before we do the event calendar, Bill in Vacaville, California is on the air. Bill, what's your question or comment?
I have the answer for the trivia question.
Go ahead.
It's Devin Winnig.
Yes, you were. That was on the tip of my tongue. Thank you for reminding me.
So, Bill, would you please send me email to contest@voicemarketing.com, and I'll get that out to you this afternoon.
I will do that.
And thank you so very much. We appreciate
Terrific.
It.
Terrific.
Terrific, Bill. Thank you. Okay, Griff, you ready to do the event calendar now?
Yes, I am. Hold on.
Okay.
My machine just
So while you're doing that, I'll read the first one.
Yeah, go ahead, because my machine's jumping around.
It's tomorrow, March 31st, 2017.
Oh, my.
Dallas
dear.
eBay's and emails.
Yeah.
Newbies field trip and lunch. So that's taking place between 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. You're meeting at Stephanie's home, and you're sourcing with Steph, thrifting with the newbies, field trip and lunch. Learn how to earn a living as a picker, thrifter, treasure hunter, and bargain shopper under the expert guidance of group organizer Stephanie Inge, a seasoned 18-year eBay veteran. There will be a one-hour break for lunch.
On April 4th, Tuesday, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Heart of Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen at the Santa Fe College Northwest Campus, L-01, in Gainesville, Florida. The topic will be selling on eBay for fun or profit, and the instructor is our good friend, Dana Crawford.
Then on April 5th, Oregon eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Portland, Maine Post Office in Portland, Oregon, and the topic is product sourcing and procurement.
On Wednesday, April 5th, also, Central Florida E-Commerce Group Meetup will take place at the Sons of Italy Lodge, number 2441. It's a pub in Deltona, Florida. The topic will be Meet Jennifer from Tax Jar. And I assume the conversation will be about
tax
bookkeeping
jar
and taxes.
Right. Yeah. April 7th, Hershey eBay Group Meetup, Hershey Public Library in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The topic is group networking. Look for the eBay sign.
And on April 8th, the Florida eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Again, that's Saturday, April 8th, at the Kaijin Buffet Naboo in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The topic will be guaranteed delivery, so don't miss that. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We'll be live on Tuesday, April 4th with eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Join us then. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.